Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. Play now at supercoach.com.au.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
1, 2, testy. 1, 2, testy.
Put moron number two on the phone.
You are just a child.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime. Listen to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
G'day, it's Isolating Brownless here. We are taking a little break on the Rush Hour, but that won't stop the show. Today, we'll visit the Rush Hour vault and pull out a few gems. Plus, JB told us a story from his cricket glory days. That won't take long. We asked the family for their weird names, and I found another trending story unusual. Get on you, Bill.
But first, we revisit our chat with Olympic swimmer Kyle Chalmers.
Our next guest put the world on notice by winning the 100 metres freestyle in Rio.
Chalmers is swimming well. The 18-year-old is going 18. To get them. He's got them all.
In Tokyo, he almost went back-to-back, taking silver by 0.06 of a second. He now has 6 Olympic medals and will still only be 26 years old for the Paris Olympics. Please welcome Kyle Chalmers.
Love it, Bill. Yep. It was a fingernail. Otherwise, he was back-to-back, but he's still magnificent. Yep. Kyle Chalmers, welcome to you.
Hey, thanks for having me. That's a serious build-up right there.
I like it, mate. You're absolutely superb. Tell me, when you hit the wall, did you think you'd had it? What was going through your head right at that point?
Yeah, well, for me, in a semi-final, I probably went a little bit too easy because I knew I had the 4x200 freestyle relay that night. So it was a dirty double for me that night. So I kind of got through the round into the final and probably cost myself because I went into an outside lane and wasn't able to breathe in and look at where Caleb was in the race. So for me, I actually did touch the wall and thought that I'd be touching pretty close to first, but yeah, just not close enough.
Mm. And it was a fast pool, was it, Carl?
Yeah, I guess every pool. I'm not a person that looks into that sort of stuff, to be honest.
Neither am I.
I think a pool's a pool. A racing suit's a racing suit. I don't really care. As long as you get the job done, really.
So 47.08, Jim. Mm. Then when you take off in the relay, you swim a 46.44. How does that all work?
Well, relays, you know, you jump in with a relay changeover, so you got no reaction time. And then I was lucky enough to be diving in 6th in the relay, so like 6th position, obviously, in the race. So I had a bit of wash, so I could kind of just ride the wave and surf on the way out, and it made it a whole lot easier. I wasn't swimming through clear water, which makes it, like I said, a bit easier.
And came storming, huh?
Oh, did he? What? Wow. Goodness.
Hey, mate, what about the performance of the Australian swimming team? We were, as a nation, in awe.
The girls were great.
Extraordinary. It was just every time you looked at the television, there was another gold medal.
I know. It was incredible. And every time I had the opportunity to race in a final session, there was a gold medal won before me. So it kind of motivated me and inspired me going into my race. But, you know, I think there's always a whole lot of pressure and expectation on the Australian swimming team. And we swam so well at trials 4 weeks before the Olympic Games. And I guess everyone was able to keep their calm and perform even better at the Olympic Games. And it was an honour to be a part of, but it's a serious step in the right direction. Obviously, Rio, we came away with 3 gold medals. And then, you know, there's multiple swimmers on this team that won 3 individual gold medal type thing this time around. So it's incredible.
I also read with great interest, and I'm quoting you here, the Tokyo experience has made me hungrier than ever, and I'm going to commit to swimming for the next 3 years and rip into Paris. So that is fantastic.
For sure. 3 years is nothing. Like, it's been 5 years since Rio, and it's gone so quickly. So for me, you know, Com Games is next year, and then I'll have a serious year of hard training, and then the Olympics will be halfway through the 3rd year. So it isn't all that far away, and like you said, I am hungrier than ever now to get up there and go one better in Paris. So got to be smart about it. I can't be hungry right now while I'm sitting in my hotel room. I've got to kind of build back into it and do it right. But if I can stay injury-free and just have a real clean run at it over the next 3 years, I know that I can do something pretty special. And, you know, I'm very, very close to that world record and very, very close to winning that gold medal again. So, I'm hungry and I'm motivated and ready to go again.
What about the footy? Every time your name comes up, there's talk of you going to Port Adelaide or Geelong too, I read. That was interesting. So what about the footy, mate?
I've always been linked with the footy. Obviously, my old man played AFL footy and I grew up playing footy, and it's something that I'm very passionate about and love. And, you know, you could ask me the same question. If I wanted to play NBA basketball, would I do it? And I'd say yes. But the truth is I want to be a swimmer now, and I would find it very hard from being top in the world in my sport, dropping down to being 46 on an AFL list and trying to get a kick in the twos, I reckon. One day I'll play some country footy back in probably Ardrossan with Sam Jacobs, and it'll be good fun.
Ardrossan?
Yeah, he's down there at the Kangaroos. I reckon I'll go down there for a run around.
Good boy. They would love having you down there too. Don't worry about that for a second. Well, enjoy, if you can, the rest of what you're doing in quarantine, and then get back to South Australia among your mates and your family. You've got an enormous amount to be proud of.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate your time.
This is the best of Triple M's Rush Hour. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
The Arc de Triomphe.
It's the best of the Rush Hour, all thanks to Carlton Draft. And Bill, it's time for your favourite segment.
Now, Jim, I've got some stories that are trending.
Right. Okay. Right. Unusual.
Unusual.
Nobody has their finger on the pulse quite like Billy
Brownless. That's right. Now, what are we doing?
This is the Rush Hours. What stories are trending today?
Unusual. Jim, this caught my eye. I love this.
Yes.
An angry woman was arrested in China after she deliberately, Jim,
yes,
ran 49 red lights in her ex-boyfriend's car. The ex-boyfriend had just had enough of her and moved on. He just moved on, Jim,
yes,
to another woman.
Yes.
She got the car, the ex-boyfriend's car, and for 2 days ran red lights and got fines.
That's
and
good.
Just racked them up.
Yep.
How do you like that?
Oh, I like that.
Don't you love that?
Yeah, to have some of that.
Which brought me to a saying that I've always remembered, Jim.
Hello, this is one of Bill's sayings.
And it's not Shakespearean.
No.
Ooh. It's William Congreve. I think it is, Jim.
Congreve?
Yeah.
Righto.
Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
That's it, Bill. You actually got it out?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I wrote it down, Jim. I should. But that is so true, isn't it?
That's what's trending unusual, the fact that Bill actually got that all out properly.
49 red lights.
I do like that.
Actually, cops caught up with her and arrested her. Yeah. She got arrested.
49
is a lot.
Imagine you're just sitting there going, well, I'm just,
check
me
mail.
Yeah.
Check the mail. Another red light. Another one.
Don't you hate those envelopes too when they come in with their little official writing? You just give it the,
mate. And you're doing 68, we'll take it down to 65.
Yeah, that's it. You can have 180 bucks and a point off your license. Yeah. You're just like, my God. Come on, Bill.
Oscar, what were you doing?
Yeah.
Driving.
Yeah.
You'd be dirty, you wouldn't got to 50, though, would you?
Oh, well, 49's a lot. That'd be interesting. Anyway,
I like it, Bill. That is actually not a bad story, trending unusual.
That's it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I said, hey, champ, what's going on here?
Jesus.
He said, Spandau Ballet.
Spandau.
So I go,
this is the best of Triple M's Rush Hour, and Bill, it's time to head to the phones and chat with the Rush Hour family. What's the topic again?
Unusual names. Just unusual names. That's it, Joe. You got one for us?
Unusual names.
You got one, Joe? here we go. We'll wait for this. Ben Keys, your mate.
Alan. Alan Keys.
Yeah.
He's a mate of mine.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a good one. Hey, seriously. Come on.
What do you got, one, Bill? Yeah, I went with Glenn Ward, named his son Ward. Ward.
Oh, seriously, come on. Let's take some calls because I want to hear some unusual names. That these are true too. We're not making these ones up.
No.
Let's start with, g'day, Archie from Mount Evelyn. How are you, Archie?
Yeah, good, thanks, Joey. Nice to hear you stuck in there with Billy.
Oh, mate, it's doing my head in, seriously. I can't wait to get out of here. Hey, what's an unusual name that you know?
Yeah, my wife worked at a childcare centre and a new baby came in and they've gone, her name's Absidy. And my wife goes, that's unusual. How do you spell that? And they've gone, A-B-C-D-E.
No.
Yes.
Absidy.
That's a nice name, Absidy, but
until you spell it.
And it's actually spelled A-B-C-D-E.
Wow.
Yep.
That's a good one.
That's good. Let's chat to Aaron from Montrose. G'day, Aaron.
Yeah, g'day, fellas. How are we?
Good, mate. Good. What's an unusual name that you know?
Yeah, so I've got a mate called James or Jimmy.
Yep.
And his surname is Lamp, L-A-M-P.
Yep.
And he named his son Raymond. Ray Lamp.
Ray Lamp. That's funny. I like that. Do you reckon they thought about that later in life, or they just like Raymond?
Well, they always call him Raymond, so they never call him Ray.
Yeah.
But, of course, Australia being Australia, you know, we shorten everything, don't we? So, yeah, they didn't obviously think it through. But anyway, he's going to kill me for this.
Yeah, very good.
Good work. Good luck to Ray Lamp out there. Lee in Cranbourne. G'day, Lee.
Yes.
What do you got for us, Lee?
Mate, my mate named his daughter Floss.
As in fairy. Fleury.
Fairy
Floss.
Sure, but I'm pretty sure it's like floss your teeth.
Yeah, that's right. Floss.
Or fairy floss, I thought would have been a better one. Would have been a better. Actually, I call my sister Floss. It's actually, I don't mind Floss for a girl. I like it.
My daughter's name's Florence, and we're going to call her Floss as a little nickname.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Why not Flo?
Well, it could be Flo.
Yeah.
Flo, yeah. Andre, okay, Andre.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks, good. You got an unusual name, you know someone?
Yes, I do know someone with a very weird name, and I'm not sure I'm allowed to say it properly on the air, so I'll tell you the last name first, then the first name.
Right, okay.
His last name is Carr,
yep.
And his first name is Wayne.
As in Wayne Carr?
Yeah.
Joey, you'd know him.
I've known him for a long time.
Wayne Carr, which is good. I don't mind that. Adrian there in Willis Hill got plenty of callers. Hello, Adrian. Adrian.
How are we, gents, Rabs, Bins, Wombat?
Hey, Adrian.
Adrian. What do you got for us?
A friend of mine recently caught a little boy Wolfgang.
Ooh. Oh,
wow. Yeah, that's a name.
Yeah, no German heritage or anything. Just love the name. And middle name is actually her maiden name of Star.
Wolfgang Star.
Wolfgang Star.
Oh,
Wolfgang Star.
That's not bad.
Do you think they put thought into that one?
Yeah, well, they didn't originally, and then they put it all together and actually thought, oh, shit, should we do it? And they've gone with it anyway, so.
Do you mind Wolfgang?
Yeah, Wolfgang, yeah.
Dougie Hawkins, when he's pissed, he calls himself Wolfgang.
Does he?
I don't know why.
Do you know Frank Zappa, the musician?
Frankie Zappa? Yeah, we had a teacher at our school called Mr. Zappa, and we used to call him Frankie.
Well, his kids are called Diva Thin Muffin Pigeon, Ahmet Amuna Rodden, Dweezil, and Moon Unit.
Dweezil.
And Moon Unit.
Zappa.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's a unit, Frankie Zappa.
This is the best of Triple M's Rush Hour. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
We hear stories around the world that are just weird.
Right.
Basketballer player, even basketball player.
Oh, no.
It's the best of Triple M's Rush Hour. And before James Brochure was a radio host, he was a cricketer, representing WA and South Australia. But the time eventually came when he had to hang up the pads.
So we were talking about this with The Rock during the week, and that is when you finish up, he got a bit emotional talking to the boys and all the rest of it.
Is,
and everyone, you stand up and tell your mates. When I retired, Bill, we were three Shield games into the 1997 season.
Three games in.
3 games in because I had an offer to go and work on Breakfast Radio in Adelaide. It was really good money, and back then, Bill,
you can't 96,
97, I can't remember the years too well, but my last year of playing first-class cricket for South Australia, we won the Sheffield Shield final.
Yep.
So that means there were 11 Sheffield Shield matches in that year.
Yes.
Plus a tour match. I can't remember who we played, who the touring team was that year. So that's 12 matches.
Mm-hmm.
And we lost the final of the one-day comp.
Right.
So we played three one-day games and then the final, so four.
Mm.
That is the most games you could play in 95, 96 as a first-class cricketer playing
anywhere.
Yeah. So, in Australia.
Yeah.
So, Bill, have a guess what my group certificate said at the end of that season.
You would have got paid a lot of money, I reckon.
$36,000.
For, say, 20 games.
$36,000. Gross. Oh, Bill, that's gross.
Gross.
Yeah.
Take
half of that away. Well, half, but so take
16. You get 20 grand.
End up with 20.
What's wrong with that?
$20,000.
Come on, Jim. I'd be happy with that.
I'm very happy for the modern players to earn what they earn because that was seriously what we earned. So when SAFM over there in Adelaide came and said, we want you to do breakfast radio, their offer, I'm not going to tell you what it was, but it was considerably north of that.
More than 20.
And I had Henry coming, and so I was like, it was a pretty easy decision to make. Anyway, so the last game I played was at the Wacker, which was closing the loop because it was also where I played my first game. So I'm in Perth playing this game.
Romantic.
So, Bill, we had to hang on to draw. Jason Gillespie batted for about 3.5 hours to draw the game against a full blown WA team.
Ooh,
back
bouncy.
Then it was Langer and I think Hussey was playing and Martin and Moody and...
And a bouncy wicket.
Gilchrist, of course.
Angel.
And Julian and Angel and Brad Hogg. So they had a bloody good team. Anyway, we held on to draw in the rooms afterwards. I'm never playing again. I'm staying in Perth. They're flying back to get ready for the next game. So it was, you know, it was one of those things where we're all sitting around and it was a bit of the old kumbaya. You know, it was a bit sort of, we're all here.
That
anyway.
Happens, yes.
So Jamie Siddons, who was the captain, who I've said to you before, I absolutely loved. Yep. He's a champ. Great to play for. He stood up after, you know, the esky had been
emptied
and we got some more in. And anyway, he stood up and he said, all right, Bray's had a great time playing for us and we've loved playing with him. So well done. And he said some really nice things. Yep. And then he said, all right, we're all sitting around in a circle. So I want everyone in the circle to say something about playing cricket
with
all
Jim.
These years with Jim.
Yeah.
So, you know, there was Bluey and there's Darren
nice.
Lehman.
Were they
and,
nice?
Well, I can't. Oh, who else? Jason Gillespie, Tim May. You know, there were some amazing players in our team as well.
Yeah.
And they all did their. A couple of them had to really think hard.
Yes.
But and they all said really nice things.
Oh, nice.
Good. So we get all the way around. And as you can imagine with me, I got to about the third bloke and I said, listen, how much more of this are we doing?
Come on, we can't.
We can't do any more of this. But they all. Anyway. Got around to about the eighth bloke, who was Shane George.
Fast bowler.
Yeah. So Georgie had had all that time to think about something. So there was a pause and everyone's giving it the righto. Georgie, your turn. He looks at me and he goes, can I have your pads?
Can I have your pads? That's all.
That's all he said.
Oh, can I have your pads? Come on, Shane.
I had to hand,
find something.
I had to hand my pads over
to
him.
Oh, you gave them to him?
I gave them to him.
Gloves?
Well, then, what do you reckon the next bloke did? Mark Harity.
Yeah, what? Well, oh, yeah, left arm.
Actually, always liked that bat. Yeah,
don't give the bat
so
away.
The ding bats at the end, that's all they said, well, while we're doing that.
Good.
I wouldn't mind that patch. So, Bill, fair to say they couldn't think of anything particularly.
No, so they must have loved you.
Yeah,
couldn't
really.
Wait to get your bats.
I don't think those blokes did. Anyway, so that was how I finished up.
Better than Gary Ayres. He just said, Bill, you're out, piss off. You're done. Too old, too slow.
Yeah, two games, get to 200.
Yeah.
No. Nope.
Thanks, Easy. But you know what? He was right.
Yeah, isn't that the thing that shits you?
This is the best of Triple M's Rush Hour.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
This is Triple M Rush Hour's best of, all thanks to Carlton Draft, who have been serving our nation that brewery fresh taste for generations. 18 plus, drink responsibly. And for your chance to win a slab of Carlton Draft this week, all you need to do is enter a joke for Billy to read out at triplem.com.au.
In the day with a laugh,
this is Billy's joke.
Carlton Draft, serving our nation that brewery fresh taste for generations.
18 plus, drink responsibly.
Thank you, Rabsy. Here we go. Two top entries today are from Kylie. Good to see. Good on you, Coles. What does a small pair of jocks and a small dance room have in common? Simply no ballroom. Not bad, Coles. Good work. And this one here is from Vinny. Knock, knock. Who's there? A man who can't reach the doorbell. Probably a jockey. Ah, very good. Well done, Carly. You win a slab of Carlton Draft, of course. And so do you, Vinny. Oh, Carlton Draft, mother's milk.
Yeah, but...
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. You could win the holy grail of fantasy footy and 50k cash. Play now, supercoach.com.au.